الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are discussing about باقيات الصالحات, those actions that the rewards of which remain forever. And ulama have explained various interpretations of that, and generally it is all good deeds that a person does, and especially those which are called thawab-e jariya, that the rewards of which remain forever. However, in the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala says, wal baqiyatu salih, these ulama say refer to kalima-e tamjeed, the third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And also to tasbihat-e fatimi. Subhanallah, 33 times, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 34 times. Allah give us tawfiq to read these tasbihat, the tasbihat-e-fatimi, at least 6 tasbihs a day, after the 5 namazes and before sleeping at night. We should try and read that regularly. The rewards, as we try to explain, are very, very great. In this world, the great benefits. In akhirah, the great benefits. Allah give us tawfiq. Then, the same meaning of these 3 kalimat, and also the last the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. They are all basically the same meaning, but the different versions have got different values, and great, great values. So we should try and read all, as much as we can, the different words that have come. It comes in the hadith sharif. Bismillahirrahman. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, what does Allah love the most? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, what Allah loves for His malaika and for His servants, that is Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Just that, Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Allah loves this tremendously. And these are those words, Subhanallah bihamdihi. A person reads it one time, and a tree is planted for him in Jannah. How much of trouble to plant one tree, and whether we'll get the benefit or not, whatever. And the trees of the Jannah will be forever, and we'll also be there forever. And what will be the fruit, the beauty, the shade, the wonderful, the breeze of Jannah blowing, and those leaves will rustle. What wonderful music. At the passing year, we should remember that those who listen to music in this dunya and don't make tawbah, though they may enter Jannah, but they will be deprived of the music of Jannah. And that music will be so beautiful. So Allah give us tawfiq to stay away from all haram, inshallah. So a person who reads just this, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah loves that the greatest. A person who reads Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, then a tree for him is planted in Jannah. And also, this is that tasbih, which is the tasbih of the entire creation of Allah Ta'ala. All the creation of Allah reads Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. That is, besides jinn and ins, what are compelled by Allah to do, fulfill His command, they all read this. And by the barakat of this tasbih, Allah gives His entire creation rosy. Rosy is given by the barakat of Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. So if we read it, the whole creation, by the barakat of that, is not the industries, not the farms, not the factories, not the shops, not our earnings. It is the barakat of this kalima. So those who read it, and by that Allah will increase and give more rosy. So how much won't that person get who reads it himself? So we should try and read, especially a person who finds constraints in his rosy. difficulty. He should read this more. By the barakat of it, Allah is giving His entire creation rosy. So Allah will give us also. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. So these are very great, simple words, and the rewards are very, very great. A person who reads it 100 times a day, Allah forgives his sins, his gunas, even if they are equal to all the foam of all the 7 oceans. How much of the foam on the oceans, of the 7 oceans, by reading it 100 times, all our sins will be forgiven. So we should take great advantage of it. We should not miss out on it. Try and read it regularly. Fix our time now as we are listening. Fix in our mind, when am I going to read my 100 times to get all my sins redeemed. And getting some sins forgiven, as explained so beautifully, an example is given that if a person has got 1 court case on him, then it's a big hassle, it's a headache, and preparing for the case, getting a lawyer, how many times we change lawyers also, one lawyer to another, a consultation with the lawyers, and all that is money all the time, and big money, and then all the preparation, postponement, frustration, every time you go, case postponed. Case postponed. This is a common thing in the law courts. And the case is postponed. And then all the worry. And continuously, if I am found guilty, a fine I cannot afford. Or I have to go to jail. How lot of parishani. And if something happened, and it's something that also, you can just mention it here, one great thing that by which this something happens is Hamim La Yun Sarun. So many people have reported great wondrous miracles of it. One very good friend of ours, elderly person, should make lot muhabbat. He also had continuous long court cases. Somebody told him, and he went in the courtroom, and he just read Hamim La Yun Sarun, and he blowed around on the magistrate, everyone. The next thing he said, magistrate said, case thrown out. The finish. And he said, it was so lot of trouble I was going through, and case thrown out. One good friend of ours, who had a shop in the town, and he lived on the farm. So one day, returning from the shop to his farm, and from the main road, the tar road, where he turns off on the dirt road, there were crooks waiting for him, robbers. And they came there with their guns and all to rob him. He had his little son with him. Now he's a grown-up person. So when they came, surrounded them, and they demanded money, they wanted to rob them, etc., everything. So the son said, Daddy, read Hamim La Yun Sarun. He said, I just started reading, and I don't know what happened to them. They started, went like berserk, running this way, that way, and they got in the vehicles, and they just drove away. How many cases so Allah give us so that something to happen? Allah gave us all of that also. So anyway, if the case is dropped now, how much relieved you feel. So by reading Subhanallah bihamdihi, how many cases, genuine cases, Allah got against us. And all the evidence is watertight. Nobody will be able to deny. And all of us are guilty. No matter what we think, that how lot we are obeying Allah's commands, in obeying the commands, we are also guilty. Our niyat, what is our niyat? And so many things. But by the barakat of this, Allah says, all cases dropped. All your gunas will be forgiven. So Allah give us tawfiq. A person who reads it, Subhanallah bihamdihi, 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening, then that person, there is nobody who will come with greater amal and earning rewards by Allah than this person. Besides, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who reads also so much or more than him he reads. So in other words, you are encouraged not to restrict it to 100 times. Can read it more also. So we should try and read this kalima, very great kalima. Think of it when I'm going to fit it in my daily program. My morning wazifas, night wazifas, after maghrib, after isha, when am I going to fit it in? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Then the last
We read the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, and this hadith has come to other places also in Bukhari Sharif, with the sequence changing a little bit. But anyway, the sum total is the same. That a person, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kalimatan, there are two words. And when you just hear the word kalimatan, then your ears open up, they get alerted. What are these two words? What is happening? What is being said? Like on the phone also somebody is speaking, or bayan also, and he says something, then immediately you get jerked up. What is he saying now? So two words, what is this about the two words? Which two words are they? Kalimatan, habibatan ila Rahman. Very much loved by Rahman. Allah loves these words very much. So now you get more. You get more awake now. And you listen more. What are these two words that Allah loves very, very much? And if Allah loves them so much, then really they must be very, very difficult. They must be some jawbreakers. Because to please such a great being, if to please a little child, you give him one sweet, one chocolate. But to please somebody else, to please your wife, no, one small sweet is not going to be enough. You need much more. And accordingly, the status and Allah is the greatest. So to please Allah, it will be some very heavy. So immediately he said, no, my banda, don't worry. Very khafifatan al-lisan. They are very easy on your tongue. Adinu yusrun, Allah has made deen very, very easy. Yuridullahu bikumul yusr. Allah wishes all things easy for you. Hey, all our rosy, easy Allah has made. We make it. Allah in fact says, my banda, why are you sweating and slogging so much for your rosy? You turn to me, I will give you your rosy, and I will make it easy. We see how many people, how hard they work for their rosy. But Allah didn't mean it that way. Allah Ta'ala, He Himself, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. No moving thing on the surface of the earth, but Allah has taken the responsibility of giving it its rosy. We got the wrong end of the stick, and therefore we're going through all these difficulties. And really, a person who turns sincerely to Allah, Allah makes it very easy for that person. Then if you think that they are now so easy words, so simple, then they will have no weight. They got no weight by Allah Ta'ala. Because they're so simple, like just Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. No, don't think like that. Thaqilatan fil mizan. There where the scales, on the day, the pans of the scales, they will be extremely heavy. Where all other amal also, but these words will be very, very heavy. Tamla'ul mizan. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, will fill the pan with all good deeds. And here we have the opportunity, and we should think how much of our time goes wasted. How much of our time speaking just nothing, rubbish, useless things. No, nothing in that. We are just wasting our time. There it comes in the Hadith Sharif. In Jannah, a person, when he sees the reward of the zikr of Allah, He will regret and be very sorrowful of those moments of his life that went by without the zikr of Allah. For the zikr of Allah, you don't need wudu, you don't have to face qibla, anything, anytime, you can be making the zikr of Allah. And the reward so great, so great. And I lost out on that. And once our eyes close, then the opportunity is gone. In fact, in this world, how many people, when you become ill, you become senile, mentally disarranged, then you can't do anything. So what are we waiting for? All those difficult conditions to come? Then we want to start with the zikr of Allah. So we should try and read Subhanallah bihamdihi. And from this hadith of Bukhari Sharif, not much to add. We add Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. And we try and read one tasbih in the morning, one tasbih at night. Try and make that the minimum. If we can add one more tasbih also, very good. After Zohar, For example, anytime Allah give us tawfiq. So these are great words. The third kalima, the Tasbihat-e-Fatimi, at least 6 tasbihs a day minimum. After every namaz we read, and after namaz, not straight after the faraz, but we finish our sunnahs, etc., and then we read it. While we are walking home, we can read it. While we are walking to work, from the masjid till the car, in most cases, you can complete that tasbih. And it will save us also from talking unnecessary things. We have to talk with somebody, we talk, no problem. But all these unnecessary things we talk, just to make conversation. There is no conversation, nothing to say. How's the weather? Who doesn't know how's the weather? But we ask him, or we say, very cold today. Everyone is feeling cold, very hot today. Instead of that, we say these great words. What great returns there are. And Allah give us the understanding of this. Those who have the understanding, for them, they appreciate. But unfortunately, many other people feel that you are too being too small things you worry about. Reading tasbih is a small thing for them. And you are too worried about it. Whereas what person who knows the return and what he's going to get for it, he will know what is the effect of it. Another very great wazifa that we have been taught, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, أكثر من قولي لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله فإنها كنز من كنز الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Increase your reading of لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. It is a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. Allah give us tawfiq to read this also and to read at least also one tasbih a day. More we can read, much more better. The rewards of it are also very, very great, and the benefits of it are very great. So if we read this, we read it one time, then the rewards by Allah Ta'ala are very, very great. One great alim, Hazrat Makhool, Rahmatullah Ali, was a great tabi. He was from Sudan, he was a black person, but he was in Syria. And he was a great mufti, the great mufti of Syria. And whenever he should write a fatwa, first he should read, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا ملجا ولا منجا من الله إلا إليه. And لا ملجا ولا منجا أي لا محربا ولا مخلصا. There is no place you can escape from, and there is no place of security but by Allah. So just escape from everything to Allah. Run away from everything to Allah. So this is included in the meaning if we read that. And it is narrated, a person who reads this, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protects him from 99 ailments, diseases. And the least of them is worry, anxiety, what we call depression now. Just read this and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will save you. And it is mentioned that La ilaha, la hawla wa la quwwata illa is kanz min kunuzil jannah, from the treasures of Jannah. And it comes from the highest place of Jannah, that is under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. The arsh of Allah Ta'ala is the ceiling, the roof of Jannah. So from there it is, right the highest point of Jannah, it is from there which Allah Ta'ala has given us here in this dunya. And this, it has been referred to as a treasure. Ulama have explained why is it referred to as a treasure. One is that, for example, there is gold underneath your house, in your yard, but you are not aware of it. That is called a treasure. It is there, but you are not aware of it. So like that, this kalima we all got. And we know that as little children, when we should read our kalimas, the ustad should make us read. We all, at the top of our voices, we should be reading. But we had no idea that what a great treasure it is. We hate it. And very sadly, as grown-ups also now, we still don't know the value. For example, what we read it for? If we see a pig, for example, we say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Or somebody doing some haram, or talks, behaves bad, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It isn't really for that, or only for that. It is a very great thing. We'll explain just now the meaning, and then we can see what is La Hawla. So therefore, it is a great treasure. And it is also referred to as a treasure, because by the barakat of reading it, the great, great ni'mat, great, great enjoyment of Jannat, a person acquires just by reading La Hawla, Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. It is also referred to, Mullah Ali, Allama Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali says that it is called a treasure, because this arranges for the reciter of it great, great rewards in Jannah, treasures of great, great rewards. Like for example, a person did some action and he won a lottery, and a huge lottery he won. Which is haram, is just an example, but yeah, just this lottery is 100% jaiz. And what that lottery can give you, you can't imagine. This lottery, what this gives you, and no tax on it, and no claimants on it, nothing whatsoever, and freely for you to use, and in Jannah, you will use it forever. Little effort of in this dunya, of just reading La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, and what treasures of Jannah, and forever. There you won't become old, and now you can't use it. You won't become ill, and you cannot use it. Your account won't be frozen. Nothing will happen. No charges will be brought against you. You just, how easy it is. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, give us tawfiq. In another riwayat it comes, in the one riwayat, it's a cure for 70 diseases. The lowest of 99 diseases, the lowest of which is worry, anxiety, depression. In another riwayat, it is the cure for 70 diseases, and the lowest of which is poverty. That you come in a condition that you are short of money. If you read this continuously, nowhere, no juncture of your life will you be short of money. Whatever you want to do, Allah will always provide for you. And from unseen sources. And sources where you won't be humiliated, disgraced. You won't have to beg of anyone or anything. Allah will, by the barakat of this kalima. So we should try and read this all the time, inshallah. Another great benefit of this is that when a person reads this kalima, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah tells the farishta, the malaika, Ala adulluka ala kalimatin min tahti al-arsh, min kanzi al-jannah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. When a person reads this, then Allah says immediately on the arsh, where Allah is everywhere, not confined to any place, Allah says, أَسْلَمَ عَبْدِي وَاسْتَسْلَمَ. Imagine that our Shaykh Hazrat Manal Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, what a great honor. We just read La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Allah is speaking about you. He's telling the Malaika, Aslama Abdi Wastaslama. And in the gathering of the Malaika, Allah is announcing this. And what is the meaning of Aslama Abdi? A inqada wa taraka al-inad. My banda has now become obedient to me. And he has given up disobedience. Whether it is guna of the eyes, guna of the tongue, guna of the ears, any other guna, whatever. Allah says, my banda, in qada, he has turned to me. Wa taraka al-inad, and he has given up disobedience now. Wastaslama, that is aslama, that my banda has become obedient and he has given up disobedience. Wastaslama, ay fawwada 'abdi umur al-kainat ila Allah bi asriha, that my banda has handed all his matters to me. from the very roots, completely, He has handed it over to me. Now you have got nothing to worry. If you have a good lawyer in any of your matters, and you hand him your case, whether it's a transfer of a house, whatever else, you, now it's off your head. In fact, if anyone speaks to you about it, you say, don't speak to me, speak to my lawyer. I have got nothing to do with it, my lawyer will deal with it. Allah is your lawyer. By reading this, you have handed it to the real lawyer, and he will handle all your matter. And the lawyer will keep on a good lawyer. He'll inform you, we are at this juncture, we are waiting for this paper, we are waiting for that paper to be signed. You don't have to worry anything. So handing it over to Allah, Na'mal Mawla, wa Na'mal Wakeel, what a friend, what a guardian, what a caretaker, and what a wakil Allah is. The best of lawyers is Allah Ta'ala. Just by us reading, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Occasionally, read it full. Billa billahil aliyyil azim. And also, La malja wa la manja minallahi illa ilay. If we don't read that, also alright. But occasionally read it, it also comes in the riwayat. So when Allah says, Abdi in Qada, my servant has become obedient, and he has given up disobedience, the malaika see he's still committing guna. So they look with a questioning eye to Allah. You told that he has given up guna, but we see he's still making guna. Then Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala's ghairat, his self-respect, his honor, comes in power, that I said he's giving up guna, Allah blocks him now from guna. Our Shaykh explained this very beautifully. For example, you are going to a gambling place now, and you are reading this also. Then you are committing guna, so Allah makes you get a puncher. Now you can't go everything, or for any other guna you are going, Allah blocks it. Hazrat used to give this example, that your little child, small children like to eat sand. So he eats sand, which is very unhealthy for him. So the child's mother tells the child's father that we got sand here around the house, pave the place, put pavers. Now he can't get sand anymore. But his friend comes and play with him, the neighbor's friend. He goes and play by the neighbor's house. So they are also more sharp. So he tells his friend, when you come, you must bring sand in your pocket. Now the mother catches up with that also. She put a customs desk. Whenever the friend comes, then first customs. Whether you brought sand and you're going to give my child to eat. So Allah blocks it like that. Well, then Allah, which we don't understand generally. Now you have reading this, and you don't, Allah said, I've saved you from guna, but you're still committing guna. Allah makes you sick now. Now you became bedridden, because Allah knows now you'll stop from guna. And this is a favor of Allah. For a few days of this dunya, we take it as a big calamity. But by that, Allah saves you from the guna. Because Allah knows you such, you won't stay away from guna. You will commit guna. Or Allah put you in financial constraints. Because Allah knows the minute you got money, you use it in the wrong way. So now He keeps you poor. You think I'm suffering, but it's a great favor of Allah which we don't understand. How Allah treats us. So if we just stay away from guna, then we don't have to get sick also. We don't have to have financial problems also. We bring it upon ourselves. Just stay away from all the gunas. So Allah Ta'ala saves that person then. Ay abdi in qada wa tarakal idad. Wa istaslama ay fawwada abdi umur al kainat ila Allahi bi asriha. And my banda has handed all his matters over to me. From the very roots, so he has got no worry. He has handed all his matters to me. And this was the meaning of Aslama Abdi was Taslama. Further, it is, there are other explanations also. And then, on one occasion, this is also those words when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made Miraj. And he met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, one, he said, convey my salams to your ummah. The ulama say when we hear this hadith, we should say, alayhim wa alaykum as-salam. Reply that salam. Salam from Ibrahim alayhi salam for this ummah. Realize who we are and who has brought the salam. Nabi alayhi salatu as-salam. And from him to us, great, great muhaddithin, great, great ulama who are teaching and keeping this alive, this hadith alive. And so understand who we are. We got salams from Ibrahim alayhi salam. What his sacrifices, we all say, we can't match the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We can't even imagine them. But at least he is sending salams to us. And for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so how much shouldn't we appreciate it? And when we then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, tell them to read in abundance, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. These are gharsum min yaktiru min gharsil jannah. They must increase from the trees of Jannah. Every time you read, the planting a tree. So you'll be acting on the nasihat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. My mother made a wasiyat when she passed away. My father made, we take it upon ourselves, come what may. But we have to fulfill this wasiyat. What Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam advised us and brought to us by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah give us tawfiq. On one occasion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud came to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is a habit of a person, sometimes just above his breath, he says something. So he just read, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked him, Tadri ma tafsiruha. Do you know what is the meaning of what you read now? You just read it, like we read Bismillah, but many of us don't know the value of it. We read other du'as, we don't know the value of it. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, and he is faqihul ummah, the great jurist of Islam. But just imagine the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam were at that level where even this great jurist didn't know the meaning. And he said, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. I don't know the meaning. And they were Arabs, and they were proud of their Arabic language. In fact, they called themselves Nahnu al-Arab wa antum al-Ajam, that we are Arab, we can speak, we know what is talking. You people are dumb people. Whatever other language you talk besides Arabic, you're a dumb person. You don't know how to talk also. But such people also, what was the language of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they also did not know the meaning of it. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam then said, what is the meaning of it? قُلْتُ اللَّهُ رَسُولُ عَالَمْ قَالْ لَا حَوْلَ. When we say لَا حَوْلَ, then it is, the meaning of it is, لَا حَوْلَ عَمْ مَعْصِيَّةِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِعِسْمَةِ اللَّهِ. There is no turning away from the disobedience of Allah, but by the help of Allah. وَلَا قُوَّةَ عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. And there is no power and cannot do good, إِلَّا بِعَوْنِ اللَّهِ, but by the help of Allah Ta'ala. That is the meaning. When we read, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, there is no turning away. Then that explanatory note, there is no turning away from the disobedience of Allah, but by the protection. If Allah doesn't protect you, you will fall into sin. Wala, and you cannot do any good, but by the help of Allah, bi'awnillah. So we should try and read that, this riwayah, this la hawla wa la quwwata also regularly. And one great thing of this is that we have the hadith, and the commentary of the hadith is normally given by great, great ulama, muhaddithin. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself gave the commentary. So how much more shouldn't we appreciate it? Where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the commentary, and he taught us what the meaning of it is. Also, one lesson that we learn here, that even the explanation of hadith, you can call it tafsir also. Normally we accept that Quran, we have the tafsir. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the greatest jurist of the ummah, ma tafsiruha. He didn't say ma tashrihuha, ma tafsiruha, what is the tafsir of it? So we should try and read this. every day if you can read one tasbih of La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah minimum. And if you read it, the amal of reading it 500 times. وَالدُّرُودَ تُنْجِينَا before and after. It proves many friends in our time now. They've seen, today somebody told me, what great benefit they said of reading La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah 500 times. So we read it every day 100, in 5 days we can have our 500. And we read it 200 times a day, every 2.5 days we can have our 500. And then we make our du'as to Allah, necessities, as they come up, we make du'a and we turn to Allah, our problems, Allah has given us all our solution. Everything, but the sad part, we are not using it. Allah give us tawfiq to use it, inshallah.